Hello, this is David Middleton, pastor of Jesus is Lord Outreach Center, welcoming you to Doers of the Word. This program will teach you the practical knowledge of the Word of God so that you can live in victory in your life. Open your heart and mind now as I share the uncompromised Word with you today. Praise the Lord. We're glad to be with you on the radio broadcast again today. We are sharing regarding a series that is very important for you as a believer, accurate New Testament prayer. We've talked about what prayer is. We've talked about the change in Old Testament to New Testament prayer. We don't request of God as a favor anymore. We don't come and ask to see whether He'll do something. We now come and we pray to the Father, and we pray in the name of Jesus, and we make a legal demand based on the Word of God. And we know that when we pray according to the Word of God, if we know He hears us because we've made a legal demand according to His Word, we know that we have the legal demands that we've legally demanded of Him. That's what you're doing in New Testament prayer. You do not pray the problem, you pray the answer, which is the Word of God. You have an inheritance reserved in heaven for you, it belongs to you, and you are to release that inheritance. And the way it happens is through New Testament prayer. Prayer is the means whereby you release the promises of God, the ability of God to bring those promises to pass in your life. Now, in the last broadcast, we were talking about the second real important aspect besides making legal demand, and that is the area of taking hold of the promise of God, which is understanding the Greek word lambano. In the word receive in the New Testament, there are two major words for receive. One particular word is the word dekamai. That is a ready reception to what is offered to us. That is a passive type of reception. The other is lambano, which is a self-prompted taking hold of. It means to take hold of. They're totally opposite. Dekamai is a passive reception. You just kind of wait for something to come to you. Lambano is an active reception. You do something to take hold of it to cause it to come to you. And this is very important because most Christians don't know how to receive from God. They're just waiting for something to happen. And they always think, well, whatever God wants to do, I'm just kind of waiting on God, waiting for Him to bring whatever He wants to do. That's contrary to the Word when you're praying accurate New Testament prayer. You are to pray to the Father in the name of Jesus, make a legal demand of what's due you by returning the Word, the promise to Him, and that's not all. You are to take hold of that promise that belongs to you with a prayer of faith. Let's look at John 16, verse 23 and 24. And in that day you shall ask or request of me nothing. Verily, verily, I say unto you, whatsoever you shall ask or legally demand the Father in my name, He will give it you. Let me stop here for a moment. If you've just begun to listen to these broadcasts, you need to call us and get these tapes because you're going to need to know what was brought forth. We've been sharing on this for broadcast after broadcast, or you can get my book called Accurate New Testament Prayer. You can write in because you need to know all these principles, and we don't have time to go over everything. We're just going to pick up with lambano today. So here it says, you shall request of me nothing. Verily, verily, I say unto whatsoever you shall ask or legally demand the Father in my name, He will give it you. Hitherto, or up to this time, have you asked or legally demanded nothing in my name. Ask and make your legal demand, and you shall receive. You shall lambano. You shall take hold that your joy may be full. Your joy is full when you see the promise of God manifest in your life. And how are you going to know it? Because you make a legal demand and you're going to take hold of that promise and you know it's going to come to pass. Matthew chapter 1:22 uses lambano and aiteo in the prayer scripture. All things whatsoever you ask or legally demand in prayer, believing, you shall take hold of it. Mark 11:24, therefore I say unto you, whatsoever things you desire, this word is aiteo, when you pray, believe that you receive. That's the word lambano. Believe that you, lambano, receive, take hold of them, and you shall have them. You know, many people have used Mark 11:24 kind of as a catch-all for whatever they want. They say, whatsoever things I desire, I want this. I'm going to pray, and I'm just going to believe I receive it. But you have to understand, the word desire is not wish or what I want. It's aiteo, make a legal demand according to the Word. You're not going to get anything that is not in line with God's Word. What things soever you legally demand when you pray, what are you supposed to do? Pray a prayer of faith. Believe that you receive or take hold of them, and you shall have them. Luke chapter 11, verse 10, where verse 9 said about ask or make a legal demand, and it shall be given you. And then verse 10 says, everyone that asketh, receiveth. The word asketh is make a legal demand. The word receiveth is the word lambano, meaning a self-prompted taking hold of. It says this, everyone that makes his legal demand takes hold of it. This is showing you how you pray accurately. Not just telling you what you do, as far as if you just ask, you're going to get it. It's telling you, teaching you how to pray. Remember, he was teaching them how to pray accurately. Everyone that makes their legal demand takes hold of it. That's the way you pray accurately in order to see the promises come to pass. 1 John chapter 3, verse 22. Whatsoever you ask or legally demand, we receive or take hold of him because we keep his commandments and do those things that are pleasing in his sight. Hebrews 4:16. Let us therefore come boldly to the throne of grace that we may obtain. And that word obtain is lambano, meaning to take hold of mercy and find grace to help in time of need. That was the last scripture we looked at in the last broadcast. Let's look at another one. James chapter 1, verse 5 and 6 and 7. It says, if any of you lack wisdom, let him ask, or aiteo, legally demand of God, that giveth to all men liberally, and abradeth not, and shall be given him. But let him ask, or legally demand in faith, nothing wavering. For he that wavereth is like a wave of the sea driven with the wind and tossed. Now listen to this next verse. For let not that man think that he shall receive anything of the Lord. The word receive is lambano. Let not that man think that he shall take hold of anything of the Lord. Again, this is showing when you come to God, you are making a legal demand by returning the word, and you do it in faith because you know, you believe that he is hearing your prayer because you're making a legal demand according to his word. So there's no reason for you to waver. If you waver, you can't take hold of anything of the Lord. So wavering needs to be totally eliminated from your life in prayer. And that's why it says, let not that man think that he can receive or take hold of anything of the Lord. You can't if you waver. But again, we see these principles, aiteo, legal demand, and receive, lambano, a self-prompted taking hold of as we pray a prayer of faith. James chapter 4, verse 3, you ask or legally demand and receive, lambano not. They made their legal demand and they didn't take hold of it, they didn't get it to come to pass. Why? You can't do this and just automatically get everything if you have a wrong heart attitude. And that's the case here in James 4, 3. It says, why didn't they be able to take hold of it? Because they were asking or legally demanding amiss, that they may consume it upon their own lusts. If you're just trying to do something for your own lusts instead of following the will of God, you're not going to be able to pray accurately and get anything accomplished. John chapter 1, verse 12. Let's look at some of these uses of lambano in receiving things from the Lord. John 1:12, as many as received him, that's lambano, to them gave he power to become the sons of God, even to those that believe on his name. When you receive Jesus your Savior, you're actually taking him as your personal Lord and Savior, receiving him into your heart. In Romans 8:15, it says now that we've not received the spirit of bondage again to fear, but we've received, that's lambano, the spirit of adoption. We've taken hold of the spirit of adoption, whereby we cry, Abba, Father. Receiving the Holy Spirit, and there's many scriptures on that, and that is the word lambano as well, because receiving the Holy Spirit is subsequent to salvation. First we get born again, then we are to receive or take the Holy Spirit unto us. We see this in Acts chapter 8, where Philip went to Samaria, preached the gospel to them. They believed the things that he preached. They were baptized. They were born again. Then in verse 14, the apostles, which were at Jerusalem, heard Samaria had received the word of God. They were born again. They sent unto them Peter and John, who when they were come down, prayed for them that they might receive lambano, the Holy Ghost, that they might take hold of the Holy Ghost. For as yet he was fallen upon none of them, only they were baptized in the name of the Lord Jesus. This is one of the clearest scriptures to show you that receiving the Holy Spirit is subsequent to salvation. It says, then laid they their hands on them, and they received. They received. Who received? They received. They lambanoed the Holy Ghost. And you have to take hold of receiving the Holy Spirit yourself. In Acts chapter 19, verse 2, Paul found some disciples at Ephesus, and he said, have you received, lambanoed the Holy Ghost since you believed? See, they had to take hold of it. And they didn't even know anything about it. Paul ended up laying his hands on them. The Holy Spirit came on them. They spoke in tongues and prophesied. Luke chapter 11, verse 13 tells us how you can come to receive the Holy Spirit. You're going to make a legal demand. How much more shall your heavenly Father give the Holy Spirit to them that legally demand Him, ask or legally demand Him? In John 7, verse 37 to 39, Jesus said this. He said, "If any man thirst, let him come unto me and drink. He that believeth on me, as the Scriptures have said, out of his belly shall flow rivers of living water." What was he talking about? "This spake he of the Spirit, which they that believe on him should receive. For the Holy Ghost was not yet given, because Jesus was not yet glorified." In Acts 2:38, where it says, "Repent and be baptized, every one of you, in the name of Jesus Christ, for the remission of sins, and you shall receive the gift of the Holy Ghost." A lot of people think that, well, I repented, I got baptized, and I got the Holy Spirit, it already came. No, that's not what it's saying. "Repent and be baptized, every one of you, in the name of Jesus Christ, for the remission of sins, and you shall," lambano, that's where you shall, future tense, following what has already happened, "you shall take hold of the gift of the Holy Ghost." This again shows that we are to receive the Holy Spirit after we are born again, praise God. Same thing in Galatians 3:2. "Received ye the Spirit, took hold of the Spirit, by the works of the law, the hearing of faith." We get it with our faith. Galatians 3:14 talks about how they received, they lambano, the Spirit of the promise of the Spirit through their faith. Praise God. Very important that you understand that lambano is the word used for received in receiving the Holy Spirit. Here's a case where receiving the power of God to bring forth the will of God in our life is using lambano. Hebrews 11:11, "Through faith also Sarah herself received," that's the word lambano, "she received, took hold of strength." The word strength is dunamis, meaning the miraculous ability of God. She took hold of the miraculous ability of God to conceive seed. See, Sarah had to have her faith operating. And the way you pray a prayer of faith is, "I believe that I take hold of the miraculous power of God." Praise God. See, God wants you to do this. Hebrews 4:16, "In prayer and coming to the boldly the throne of grace, that you may obtain, take hold of mercy, and find grace to help in time of need." I'll tell you, we need to be sure that we're taking hold of things. And if you're taking hold of things, then you're going to see the promises of God. 1 Timothy 6:12 says, "Fight the good fight of faith, lay hold." That again is that word lambano. Lay hold on eternal life. Take hold of the life that Jesus brings you. And He's going to bring the promises of God to pass in your life. Well, this is important. How do we pray? We pray to the Father in the name of Jesus. We make a legal demand by returning the Word. And we believe we receive. We take hold of the promises of God, and we know that they're coming to pass in our life. Be praying accurately. We'll see you on the next broadcast. God bless you. As I close today, do you have problems with sickness and disease? If so, know that you can be healed of any sickness or disease. We minister healing and deliverance to people 5 days a week, and we have seen the Lord heal cancer, diabetes, high blood pressure, heart problems, headaches, neck, back, and joint pain, and healing of various physical problems. If you would like to receive personal ministry for healing, please call 268-WORD. That's 268-9673. And now, until I greet you on the next broadcast, may God bless you as you are a hearer and a doer of the Word of God.